Hello, my imaginary friends, SM20 here. I wanted to just record a quick audio sample to illustrate the noise that's coming out of my iMac, just for reference, really. So I'm going to put my phone down next to the iMac. So you're probably not going to hear me so very clearly now, but the microphone is now pointing directly at the iMac. And I have here a stapler, just a normal stapler. And I figured that, forgive the train noise. There you go, train noise is gone. I figured that a stapler was probably the closest thing I could find to the audio equivalent of a 50 pence piece. You know, whenever somebody takes a photograph of something and they want to sort of illustrate the relative size of it, they usually use a 50 pence piece, and then everyone can get a bearing of just how big the thing is. So I thought, I'll use a stapler because that kind of makes the same noise, whether it's your stapler or my stapler. It should make about the same amount of noise. So here we are. I'm just going to staple nothing together and make a stapling noise. Okay, and now I'm going to switch on the iMac as comparison. So, if I log in to the iMac again and put it to sleep, there you go. So, I'll wake up again. Now you can hear the fan noise. So, as I mentioned in my other boo, I can change the fan and make it go 3600 like this. That's obviously a lot noisier, but less rattly. Change it back to normal. That's interesting. So if I made it, say, 2400, it would sound like this. So the CPU fan on this iMac can go between 1200 and 3600 RPM, depending on the temperature of the CPU. And this is halfway between 2400 RPM. Making a right racket, isn't it? Put it to sleep again. starting to wonder whether the fan is actually going to stop now that I've set it to constant speed. Well, I was going to try and wake up the Mac and stop it from the fan from going round, but there was some difficulties. Anyway, I'll try and do the staple again just for you, for your reference. So there you are, that's the sounds. Thanks for listening. Toodle-boot.